Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino.
That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello and welcome to another edition of Play Me or Fade Me. And thank you for joining us as always. Well, I'm sorry I'm recording this podcast really late. It's Saturday morning. I have a jam-packed card. I didn't want to miss it. Unfortunately for me, I missed most of the action Friday night. But looking at the results, maybe that was a good thing. Yeah, slept over 12 hours, did not have a good medical day on Friday, but I'm raring to go today. So let's first recap the losing card for Friday. In the NBA, I cash in the Milwaukee Bucks. They make a great rally at Indiana. It falls short in overtime, but I get to cash the plus five. I had Dallas minus the 4.5. They get the job done at home. In the nightcap, I had the Phoenix Suns minus the 4.5 against my Minnesota Timberwolves. I slept through this one, but I guess the T-Wolves crushed them again, and I lose the ticket. Major League Baseball, it started good for me. The afternoon game, I cashed the Nerfy between the Royals and the Tigers. After that, I was terrible. I lose on the Orioles run line. They lose in extra innings to Oakland. I lose on the Rays run line. They lose outright to the White Sox. I lose on the Angels money line. I lose on the D-backs first five run line. I would have probably lost on Jesus Luzardo, but he got scratched, so no action there. So miserable day in baseball. Good day in the NBA going 2-1. Let's see how it goes here on Saturday. So let's start in the NBA. This game's tipping shortly, so hopefully this podcast drops in time so I have it on the record, but I'm going to take Cleveland plus the 2.5 at Orlando. The Cavs are up 2-1 in the series. The Magic crushed him in game three. I'm going to look for the Cavaliers to bounce back here in game four. I'm going to take the New Orleans Pelicans plus the 1.5 at home against the Oklahoma City Thunder. The Thunder are up 2-0 in the series. So today, it's a flip-the-script day. Give me the Pelicans at home, plus the 1.5 over Oklahoma City. Next up on the card, it's the Boston Celtics, minus the 9 at Miami. Seems like a crazy number to be laying after Miami won Game 2. Series is now tied at 1, but I think the Celtics bounce back and make a statement on the road at Miami here on Saturday. Then I have the L.A. Lakers in the nightcap. Yes, I bet the Lakers every game. I'm 0-3 on them. They're down 0-3 in the series. But I'll back L.A. one more time, plus the 3.5 against Denver. I hope they put up a fight to avoid the sweep tonight. So once again, I'm on the Cavs, the Pelicans, the Celtics, and the Lakers in the NBA. Couple prop bets here in the NBA. I'm combining everything because I did my prop bet newsletter already. So I'm going to drop them on the podcast for once since I did the handicapping. I can't pronounce names. That's why I like the newsletter over the podcast. But Rayu Hachimura for the L.A. Lakers over 9.5 points against Denver at the minus 113. So after averaging 13.6 points per game during the season, 16.2 points per game after the break, Rayu has faded away in the playoffs. He's still averaging 32.3 minutes per game, so that's not the issue. His attempts have averaged 11.7 after the All-Star break, but here in the playoffs, he's averaging just 5 attempts per game, including a 2-for-4 effort on Thursday. He has scored 7, 3, and 5 points so far in the playoffs. He averaged in double digits during the regular season against Denver. I think he gets some attempts tonight to cash the ticket. So give me Rayu Hachimura of the L.A. Lakers over the 9.5 points at the minus 113. Next up on the card, it's Darius Garland of the Cleveland Cavaliers over the 14.5 points at Orlando at the minus 118. So I think the Cavaliers will have some extra energy today after the blowout loss. Garland averaged 18 points per game during the regular season. He has yet to be featured in the playoffs with below average attempts in each game. Expect that to change today. Garland did average 26.7 points per game in 3 games against the Magic during the regular season. So let's go Darius Garland of the Cavaliers over 14.5 points at the minus 118. So that'll do it for the NBA. Let's get to Major League Baseball. We start with the run line. It's Tampa Bay minus the 1.5 at the Chicago White Sox. at the minus 125. So I'll tip my cap to the White Sox. They did beat me last night. It happens. It's baseball. But I have no issue going back to the well, fading a 4-22 baseball team. So let's try it again. Give me the Rays on the run line, -1.5 at the White Sox at the minus 125. Next up on the card, it's a money line. Deja vu here as well. It's the LA Angels against the Minnesota Twins at a minus 112. The Twins won again last night. They've now won 5 straight. Chris Paddock goes tonight, fresh off 7 shutout innings against the White Sox last time out. Paddock still has a 5.57 ERA and a 1.67 whip on the season for the Twinkies. So I'll take the Angels at home to stop the Twins' winning streak. Give me LA, minus the 112 on the money line over Minnesota. Next up in the card, the first of 3 Nerfies for you. Game number 1, it's the Oakland Athletics at the Baltimore Orioles at a minus 135. So I always like good pitching over good hitting. J.P. Sears for Oakland qualifies as good pitching these days, thanks to a 1.96 ERA in the month of April. Former A, Cole Irvin gets the call for the O's after a rocky start to the season. He settled in last out with 6 2/3 scoreless innings at Kansas City. Oakland ranks 23rd in OPS against lefties, so the Nerfy it is. Give me the Athletics and the Orioles. No runs in the first inning at the minus 135. Next up on the card, Nerfy number 2. It's the St. Louis Cardinals at the New York Mets at the minus 135. So Sonny Gray goes for the Cardinals. I'll back him at his 1.04 ERA without regret. Adrian Hauser gets the call for the Mets. He has an ugly 7.45 ERA this season. He gave up 8 runs over 4 innings last out against the Dodgers. He has a career 4.12 ERA. The Cardinals are a career 245 against him, over 94 at-bats. The Cardinals currently rank 26th in OPS against righties. I like that number. I like Hauser to have a bounce-back start. I think we can get a scoreless first here. So give me the Cardinals and the Mets. No runs in the first inning at the minus 135.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Next up on the card, it is Nerfy number 3. I'll take the Philadelphia Phillies at the San Diego Padres at the minus 130. So it's Ranger Suarez and Dylan Cease doing battle today. They have a combined 7-1 record on the season. Suarez has a 1.36 ERA. Cease has a 1.82 ERA. It's Nerfy or nothing for me with numbers like that. So, of course, I'm going to take the Phillies and the Padres. No runs in the first inning at the minus 130. Then a couple other prop bets here for you in Major League Baseball. Outs recorded. Sonny Gray of the Cardinals, over 17.5 at the New York Mets. This one's at a minus 120. So the arm is now stretched out for Gray. He tossed 64 pitches in his season debut, then tossed 72 pitches against Oakland, and then tossed 93 pitches last out against Milwaukee. So he should be able to go deeper into the game now. A 1.04 ERA and a 0.76 whip on the season after 3 starts. 2 of 3 went over this number, even before the arm was stretched out. The Mets ranked 15th in OPS against righties. Then Gray gets me 18 outs today. So let's go Sonny Gray of the Cardinals. Over 17.5 outs recorded at the minus 120. Next up on the card, it's a strikeout prop. It's Brady Singer of the Kansas City Royals. Under 5.5 strikeouts at Detroit at the minus 125. So Singer is a career 8.5 K per 9 type pitcher. The Tigers have a 23% K rate against Singer over 60 at-bats so far. Detroit this season ranks 23rd with 9.38 Ks per game. The computer numbers have been ice cold for me on these K props of late, but all signs once again point to the under on this one. So I'll take the under. Give me Brady Singer of the Royals under 5.5 strikeouts at the -125. Next up on the card, a total base prop. It's Stuart Fairchild of the Cincinnati Reds under 0.5 base at Texas. Even money here at the plus 100. So unlike strikeouts, the software pick for total bases has been doing really well in the newsletter. This is the top play today. Fairchild is hitting 204 on the season, 226 career hitter. So let's do it. It's Stuart Fairchild of the Reds under 0.5 base at Texas. Once again, even money at the plus 100. Then Kota camper Kyle last night when I was sleeping, he sent me 5 plays for Major League Baseball on Saturday as well. He's on the St. Louis Cardinals -130 at the New York Mets. So I guess we're aligned there on Sonny Gray. He's on Detroit -112 against Kansas City. I don't doubt that one. We agree on this one as well. He's on Tampa Bay on the run line -1.5 at the Chicago White Sox. He's on the Cleveland Guardians +154 at Atlanta. And I do agree on that one. I think the pitching edge is to Cleveland. Not sure why I didn't put that on my own card. That's a heck of a handicap there. The Guardians +154 could be a live dog. I should just add that first 5 right now on the Guardians there. I really, really like that play now that I see it on his card. And then he has Arizona and Seattle over the 7.5 runs at the -115. So let's recap my card for Saturday. Hopefully this podcast drops before all the games are done. I can't control when the podcast drops because, once again, I didn't get it recorded last night. So here we go. NBA, I'm on the Cavaliers +2.5 at Orlando. I'm on New Orleans +1.5 against Oklahoma City. I'm on Boston -9 at Miami. I'm on the LA Lakers yet again +3.5 against Denver. Your 2 prop bets in the NBA, Raul Hachimara of the Lakers over 9.5 points against Denver at the -113. Yes, I can't pronounce names. I'm on the record with that. I'm on Darius Garland of the Cavaliers over 14.5 points at Orlando at the -118. Major League Baseball, run line once again. I'm on Tampa Bay, -1.5 against the Chicago White Sox at the -125. Money line, I'm on the Angels over the Twins at the -112. Nerfy, I'm on the A's and the O's. No runs the first inning at the -135. Nerfy, I'm on the Cardinals and the Mets. No runs the first inning at the -135. Nerfy, I'm on the Phillies and the Padres. No runs the first inning at the -130. Outs recorded. Give me Sonny Gray over 17.5. I wish it was 15.5, but over 17.5 at the -120. Strikeouts, give me Brady Singer under 5.5 at the -125. Total bases, Stuart Fairchild of the Reds under 0.5 base at Texas, even money at the plus 100. So enjoy the games, enjoy day 3 of the draft, and as always, manage that bankroll. Don't chase money, have fun, and let's cash some tickets together. Good luck, everyone.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 18 plus.